Okay, hi folks. My name is Linda M. I'm a compulsive eater and I'm going to be leading the Phone Bridge Intergroup orientation. So let's take a moment and start with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. And if you would please make sure you're muted. This is going to be recorded. And I'm going to go through the agenda and just give you some information, a little bit of background, and then hope to get some questions and answers towards the end and try and get done about 5 minutes before the intergroup meeting in half an hour. Okay, so first of all, I want to talk about what the intergroup is. I mean, how the structure of CHOW and what we talk about when we say area and world service and intergroup. And so each one of our meetings is a meeting. And for the phone bridge, it's also a group. So in some meetings, in places where they meet physically, they might have a meeting that's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the same time, at the same location. And so those three meetings might call themselves a group. So they may, you know, share a seventh tradition, and they pay just one rent for the three meetings per week. And so that would be considered a meeting group. Something that could happen with the phone bridge is if, you know, let's say the Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. meeting decided they wanted to do the exact same thing or form a group, they could do that. So when we talk about, you know, at the service level, the intergroups, for phone bridge, it's basically a meeting. And just because of the nature that phone bridge is a little bit different than the face-to-face meeting. So each meeting has a bunch of people in it, right? And everybody's got an idea of how this program works for them. Maybe they have ideas of something that could be different. You know, especially right now, we're in a very unusual time in the world. And, you know, there's so many ideas of how we can reach other people, how we can help one another and newcomers and returning members and communication and things like that. And so say somebody has a great idea. And actually, I'm going to use an idea that's going to be coming up in today's meeting. Somebody recognized that the CHOW service manual just came out a year ago. And that talks about the different levels of service, intergroup, area, world service, board of directors, you have to purchase that. And in some other 12-step programs, it's available for free. So somebody suggested we should make it for free. And so that person can present that motion to the intergroup, which will happen today, or that person can go to one of their meetings and say, hey, I think this is a good idea, and, you know, do you have your business meeting? Can we, you know, would you support me in presenting this at the intergroup? Okay, so that idea goes to the executive board, which is me and Steve, Adele, and Becky Y. And we talk about it at our little board meeting and then determine to put it on the agenda. So now it's on the agenda. So the next part is that at the intergroup, we talk about it. We say, you know, ideas and what do you think your group might think about it? And then, so it comes on the agenda as new items. Or new business. And then intergroup reps take it back to the meeting, and then you talk about it there. So now we're back at, you know, the level of all the members of this program. And then the next intergroup meeting, intergroup reps come back and say, hey, we talked about it with our meeting, and this is some of the concern, or this is what we think about it. And then from there, we take it to the next step. And let's say in a group, everybody is in favor of the idea. There is an opportunity to juggle some of the words and do some kind of some amendments. But let's say that it just goes as it is. Now, the next part is that it goes to the area. Now, I know, I imagine you've been hearing that we're going to be electing area representatives, and the phone bridge is Area 10. And Area 10 is electronic and voice participation intergroups. So CHOW has 10 areas. So Area 1 is Alaska, California, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, so kind of the western states. Area 2 is the central time areas. Areas 3, 4, and 5, those are East Coast. They recently all merged into area, we call it 3, 4, 5, or 3 through 5. Area 6 is Mexico. Area 7 is outside the U.S. We've got Australia, New Zealand, the Pacific Rim. So we've got different areas. And so our idea would go to the area or Area 10 meeting. And Area 10, so again, it's electronic English intergroup, phone bridge, Skype meetings. There's a lot of Spanish language meetings that are also in Area 10 because they use electronic media. So all of us get together and say, hey, phone bridge has proposed this. What do y'all think? And then there's more discussion. And then, I think at that point it can go back to the groups, intergroup, and but I don't recall. At any rate, then from there, it'll go to the area and then to World Service. And then there's an annual meeting, and people that represent every single person in this fellowship gets to have a voice. You know, we've chosen people. I don't want to say you're the chosen people, but I guess you're the people that have, you know, offered to be the representative, the voice of your group. You know, you want to provide the service to help us, help CHOW be the best that it can be, you know, and what I think is really important is that we're here also to make sure that we follow the traditions, that we don't have like one leader, that everybody gets a say, and the dissenting voice is the most important. That one person that says, wait a minute, I don't feel too good about this, or this just doesn't feel right. That is the most important voice. If you have a question, if you just don't feel right about something, it's so vitally important that you say something or you support somebody else that may, you know, have that. It's because sometimes groups, in my opinion, you know, I can get really caught up in group kind of a mob mentality of energy of, oh, that's a great idea, let's do it, yay, let's go. You know, and so, again, having that one person go, wait a second. Let's go to our higher power about this. Let's all calm down for a minute. And that's the Serenity Prayer is great for that. Okay. So now let's go back to the agenda. So we do the roll call. The number of meetings represented, there, in order to have a quorum to do any sort of elections or do any voting, we have to have 50% of the filled positions of the meeting. So we may have, 50-something meetings, but if only 30 actually have elected intergroup representatives, then we only need 15 people plus one to have a quorum. So if you think about that, you know, if we have 50-something meetings, but only 15 people plus one, 16, and the executive board are, you know, making decisions for everybody, that could be a little lopsided. So, again, thank you all for being here. It's very important. So next, number three, if you'll, the chair's report or announcements. Things that come in to the executive board as things they would like to have presented on the agenda. Sometimes there's a a whole bunch of people from different meetings have a similar topic. And so if that happens, then the chairperson will just take a minute to kind of go over, this is what our policy, or this is how the 12th, one of the traditions works in accordance with that, all that particular topic and question. So when we come down to the treasurer's report, you know, and that's something that Adele gives to us, we get from the main office. And the Area 10, there were splits, like Area 10, World Service. When we do our seventh tradition, so not only do I personally put in the seventh tradition, but then our treasury, kind of like we give a seventh tradition to World Service, because we need, an office, somebody to answer phones. We need literature to be printed and somebody have that connection. And then Area 10, you know, that we need to be able to have that middle section supported financially as well. So that's how that works. And then after that, number six, we do different reports, from the intergroup, the area, or Area 10, that delegates, and then World Service, we get information from there. Last month, there's a whole bunch of things that happened. And you can go to our Google Drive and look that up if you'd like to. Then number eight, we get to committee reports. And so the people that are coordinators for different things, literature, meetings, all those folks will give kind of an update of what's going on. And a few, last meeting, or maybe the meeting before, I think, we had two ad hoc committees. And ad hoc, I had to look up that word, it means temporary. So we have a couple of temporary committees. One of them is bylaws and policies. So the bylaws that we have, and these, again, they're in the bit.ly/phonebridgeinfo, that Google Doc. It is also on the CHOW website, and I can give you information to get there to find those, because they're a little buried. The bylaws have, like, the definitions of different duties of the intergroup reps, of the board members, the procedures, the purpose of why we have these service positions and what they do. And the policies, the PhoneBridge policies, are like a living history of what we, as our intergroup, what we've done. You know, what have we changed? You know, we added at one point the workshop coordinator, and then decided, no, we don't really need that, and so that changed. We changed, so it's a living document. Seventh tradition donations, money has changed in terms of what it's worth, and so that has to change. And it's a really interesting, again, I'm kind of a geek about this stuff. It tells you, what's the history of this, of our fellowship, of the specifically PhoneBridge. We also have the Bylaws and Policy Committee, we're going through and just making sure everything's up to date, because things kind of fell through the cracks, and we need to make sure we're all working out of the same information from the same time frame. And then the public information folks, if you are interested in how to, promote CHOW, how can we spread the information? It's attraction rather than promotion. However, right now, how do we, what does that mean? We can't physically see other people and see, different changes in people's physical shape as well as their demeanor, how they interact with the world. And so that's a committee that, if you're interested, Layla is the person that's chairing that. Old business. So that's after we do all the committee information and reports. Old business. So last month we talked about sending announcements to intergroup representatives, and there was discussion about it, and it was thought, you know, we need some more information about this. So last time it was new business. And it was decided we need to table this, we need to set it aside, get more information, come back and talk about it. So that's why this month, at this meeting, it's on the old business. We have to go back and have to revisit it. So it's really important for intergroup member to, even if it's your first meeting, to read the agenda and, you know, remind yourself, or, you know, just look and say, okay, this, what is this that's happening here? Does anybody have any information? What was it that we were talking about? And so it's important to know that, and also therefore important to really look at last meeting's minutes and make sure that everything is accurate. And those meeting minutes, the draft, you should get within 2 weeks of the meeting. So meaning, like, we're having a meeting today, within the next 2 weeks, you should be getting the minutes, the draft. Okay, so moving on to new business. Okay, and here we go. Here's the Seahouse Service Manual. This is a motion seconded by the Executive Committee Board, the Executive Board. The Seahouse Service Manual be made available to all members for free as a downloadable PDF. So that's something we're going to talk about today and see what people think. And then we'll take it back to our meetings, and if there's any further discussion, and then next month, I believe it'll be old business.
Cheryl, I have to interrupt. Hi.
No, please,
I have a question, and this was, we began with this, and I have that question since then. Paying for the service manual is a financial situation, isn't it? Financial question.
You know, I don't know. And let
Cheryl, let me go. I just have three more minutes.
Okay, go
ahead.
To do this, and then we'll go back.
I would think service should be, you know, consulted before anything else.
Okay. Hang on just a second. Okay, and we'll get there. Okay, thank you. So now with new business, okay, after that, we have what's called the brainstorming session for our next workshop, and that's so that everybody has an opportunity to do that. Since we no longer have a workshop chair, come up with workshops and such, we brainstorm about it, and then somebody will offer to take over the lead on that to get that put together. Then for this month, we also have elections. I don't think I can see that on my agenda. I may have there may have been an updated one that came out. At the very end of the meeting, we have a 2-minute what's on your mind. And I personally really like this. It's just a real quick, where if you have something on your mind, I like this that happened. There was somebody at my group that did this, a secretary decided to do this. Hey, you know what? I really get frustrated when this happens, or I don't like it when that happens, or what? Or how come we don't do such and such? And it's a time nobody, it's not like you can ask for a response. It's just 2 minutes to just say whatever, good, bad questions. And if you hear something that kind of piques your interest, we have a lot of different meetings, we're covering so much, we cover the world at Stonebridge. And so there may be something that, you know, a couple people, oh, that's catching your thoughts, like, hey, I enjoy that, or I think that too. Maybe let's get together and talk and see if maybe there's something we need to do further than that. So I'm going to go ahead and stop here, and that'll give us some time to do some questions and answers. I think I'm going to keep it recording. So please just use your first name, and of course, no phone numbers. We don't need that. And so, Cheryl, I want to come back to you and what you were asking about the motion and the.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
My question is, World Service puts out the service manual. It costs them money to print it. There's some, you know, money's involved. And so I would imagine that they would be the first to consult. And if they say it's okay, then we take it to the groups. That's one thing. That's just me, but that's business-like. You know, that makes more sense. It's a waste of time for us to decide whether we want it or not if they say that we can't do it. That's number one. Number two is, as far as I know, each meeting is a group. Each meeting sends their own seventh tradition in. Each meeting votes at their business meeting for whatever it is that they want. And then the intergroup takes care of all the different groups, which means meetings. Thank you so much.
Yes. 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 Thank you. Okay. Anybody else have questions at all? If I went too quickly through something? Or if I didn't address something that you have questions about that's not even on the...
This is Suzanne. I just would like to have you go over if there are any new intergroup reps here on the line. I hope so. But how to write a motion, you know, the purpose of the motion, what the motion is, and that would be really good because a lot of people do not know how to write a motion. I know that for conference, there is a template on the website. There's a certain way to write it. But if anybody needs help writing motions, I would say to the new intergroup reps, find another intergroup rep that's been around longer if you'd like to address on how to write a motion, because if they're not written right, the board can decline them, and you have to resubmit them. So this is the place to tell the newcomers how to do it. Thanks, Linda.
Yes, absolutely, and that is great, because, yes, that is really important to know how to do that, and because I didn't even know you had to know how to do that. That's how, uninformed I was. So again, the Google Doc folder that we have online at the bit.ly/phonebridgeinfo has under, in one of the folders, bylaws and policies, there is actually the different printouts of the policy motions from World Service. And so what you want to do is, you know, have a title of it. What's the title of, so for example, this one is, See How Service Manual Will Be Made Free to Members. And then some information about it. You know, this is why we think it should be, I think it should be free and available to members. And then the actual motion, the See How Service Manual Will Be Made Available to All Members for Free as a downloadable PDF. So real specific, this is what I think should happen, or this is what we want it to say for all of CHOW. The service manual will be made to all members, submitted by the person or the meeting, and then if it's endorsed, and then some dates, approvals and things like that. So there, that actual paperwork is available, and when you need assistance, you know, there's so many people to go to. There's, again, the intergroup, the officers here, there's World Service area, and, you know, I, now that I'm doing more Zoom meetings, I'm really kind of getting to know that the office is really available to everybody, and I think since we don't actually see each other, we don't have literature on a table and see flyers for other people's events, that I think my feeling was that I felt kind of distant from everything, and we're really not. We don't have to be. I hope that helps, Suzanne, or it was clear if you have anything you want to add.
It's Adele. I just got something quick to say. We only got like maybe 4 minutes. I just want to say that all the new intergroup stuff, please read your bylaws and your policy. I know you won't remember them, but it'd be nice to read over them and have them, you know, with you during the intergroup meeting. Okay, thank you.
Yes, thanks. And which one is it? The policies are the bylaws, a little bit dry because it's just, you know, job duties, why we exist, procedures, things like that. Important to know. The policies, again, living history. What did we do? Why did we do this? Oh, what? And just, I just love that stuff. So stop the recording.